Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now back live into hour number three. And hour three and four coming up the next segment. We've got the folks from the Money Masters film, experts on the economy, on the private banking system, to continue taking your phone calls. Right now, let's go to Helen in Florida, then Steve and Robert. Helen in Florida, you're on the air with Dr. Jerome Corsi, author of The Late Great USA, and coming up on the 5th of August, his new Abomination book. Go ahead.
Yes. First of all, Dr. Ron Paul's message this week at 888-322-1414 states that giving a teenager with a credit card unlimited, that's what our government's operating on, unlimited printing of the paper bills, then there's something I really think possible is Dr. Tupper Saucy wrote Miracle Main Street about 20 years ago, and he showed that this one woman went to Kmart, and she bought about $80 worth of products. She refused to pay the state income tax because the Constitution says states should accept no payment other than gold or silver. She'd make me break the Constitution. She won. Now, this is my Walter Mitty dream. It could spread this message. If some particular weekend could be set up for everyone in the nation who's knowledgeable and has the courage to go into a Walmart, buy products, and refuse to pay the tax because they're making them violate the Constitution. And
let's take that much so far. First of all, I think, you know, I encourage people to look at Ron Paul. I think Ron Paul has had a tremendous amount of positive impact in delivering the message of the bank crisis, the debt crisis, the mortgage crisis. And I met Ron Paul during the Iowa caucuses, and he asked me for a signed copy of The Late Great USA. I said to him, you know, Dr. Paul, you could have written this book. And he said he knew, but he wanted to read it anyway. And I agree with an enormous amount of what he says. So I encourage people to do that. Also, secondly, on the credit cards to teenagers, they're expanding credit cards. We've got a debt level in this country which is beyond belief at all levels. Credit cards, mortgages, our corporations are running at a debt level. We have a debt capitalism structure that will not long sustain itself. And where we're headed right now is a debt crisis. Our corporations are not going to be able to borrow. You're not going to be able to get the same kind of home loans because in this crisis, the banks are going to pull back. Despite liquidity being available, they're not going to make loans. So we're going into a very, very tough time, which is going to be depreciating values, harder to get jobs, higher energy costs, and higher food prices. I see that as a crisis which is going to deepen for the next 2 years and is not going to go away quickly.
Absolutely, and Helen, I know you've been holding me. Your phone's really bad. I'm going to let you go. Call us back another day when you have a better line. I could barely understand the last part, but I believe she was talking about civil disobedience. And, yes, I don't want to get violent. See, I don't hate the police and military. If martial law comes in, I'm not looking with thrills towards having confrontations with them. See, I live in the real world.
Right.
I know I'm not bulletproof, and they're not bulletproof. I've actually seen enough in my life to not like it.
Well,
people who haven't experienced stuff like that think they want to experience it.
I lived through the riots in the 1960s and was, you know, working, studying, and reporting on them even when I was a kid. A riot is something nobody needs to live through. They're terrible, and they're frightening.
Because lawlessness breaks in, and the criminal element uses it.
And they're destructive. You know, what happens is people end up destroying property that's valuable to themselves. The tragedy of many of the riots were the damage done to the inner-city areas, including stores that the African-American communities and, you know, the poor in general were using to live on.
And then it spreads into their own houses and then...
It's terrible.
Further.
There's nothing positive about civil disorder or riots.
But if the globals are trying to put us in FEMA camps, civil disobedience is key.
Well, the crisis we're entering into is going to be one of the deepest crises economically we've had since the 1930s.
Well, Ron Paul said that last week, Dr. Corsi. He said this is going to be the biggest thing we've ever seen. Listen, I can't wait to talk to you August 5th. Let's set that up now, Doc.
I look forward to it. The Abomination, you can see it on Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble right now.
All right. Thank you, Doc.
Thank you, Alex.
All right. I'm going to set you up for the 5th right now.
We'll get it worked out.
Thank you. All right. We'll be right back with our other huge guests, ladies and gentlemen, and I promise we'll get to your phone calls.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now, online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Robert in California, Steve in Chicago, John in Ohio, Katie in Texas, George in South Carolina, Mike in Louisiana, loaded phones here. We're going to get your calls in this hour. I know a lot of you have been holding a while, but it's all the same issue we're discussing really all day here, but how could we not? The foretold implosion of the dollar and the economy by design in a mass raping of the population. And we've had all these amazing guests on, I mean, the tops of their fields in economic, telling you that it is by design. The very pinnacle of economics and finance all telling you the globalists are doing this by design. Now, this is a fraud. We don't owe these debts. These were fraudulently created out of fiat, backed up by the credit name of the United States. And today I want to talk about just how bad the Depression may get, when we can officially call it a depression, with our guests who are both real experts on the New World Order and the Federal Reserve and filmmakers, and take your phone calls. But then in the next hour, I want to get more into monetary reform and a little bit more on how that would actually work. And because we can't just know that what the globalists are doing is wrong and predatory and designed mathematically to implode to where all assets go to them and they have a police state that they pay to enforce it. Total domination. But we will get to your calls early in this hour and get some of those out of the way for those that have been patiently holding. And it can be on any issue because all issues feed in to the private central banks and what they are up to. Pat Carmack, one of the leading experts on central banking, worked in power companies, oil, banking himself, very successful. He found out about all this decades ago. In the mid-90s, he financed the making of a film that came out a few years later, The Money Masters. And it is a three-hour-plus film, 1995, on DVD at InfoWars.com. And I'm excited that when we were on with this a few weeks ago, people ordered a whole bunch of them. And that's good, because here's the deal. The public finally doesn't like the government. Before, you'd have one party in power, and they'd have a 55% approval rating, and the party out of power would have a 44, 45%, and it would basically be that way. And they'd fool us with one party or the other, and these dog and pony shows, and these conventions, where you do have politicians fighting with each other over being managers for the New World Order, but that's it. It is a dog and pony show. It is a carnival. It is an elaborate curtain to shade what's really going on behind the throne. And now that's more expressed than ever. I mean, 60, 70, 80, 90 years ago, we had presidents that were independent to some capacity but still beholden to special interest. But now the elites really are unified. And a world of hurt's coming down on us. They've militarized the police, built FEMA camps, massed, you know, huge storage facilities of coffins all over the country, now confirmed. Rocky Mountain News reporting, you know, giant crematoriums for the citizenry. The government's tested biological, chemical weapons on us. They're capable of doing it at any time. They staged the terror attacks of 9/11. I mean, we're in a world of hurt, folks. We're in a world of, well, something else, but I'm not going to say it. Only by realizing just how diabolical they are and just how ruthless they are and really growing up do we have any chance. If not, I've had former top CIA analysts on. I have had, again, members of Congress on. I have had top White House historians on and Treasury Department analysts on in the last week telling you that they have analyzed the attack pattern, and it looks like this massive military buildup against the American people and the West is some type of Maoist or Hitlerian or Stalin-esque purge, hiring felons, hiring criminals, hiring youth brigades for the police and the feds and the military, the National Guard announcing they're going to help do gun confiscation in Illinois. I mean, this is it. This is it, ladies and gentlemen. And they are gearing up like they know that bad stuff's coming. Well, we know what that is, economic collapse. They made it get us to rally around the flag, stage some type of terror attack in the midst of the deepening crisis to then say, oh, well, it fully plunged because of Al-Qaeda hitting us, and then get everybody to rally around them while we go into emergency reorganization and a remonetization towards the Amero or some new horrible fiat system. I think that's what they're going to do, is a new fiat. I don't agree it's going to be gold-backed. That's being pushed. But I do agree it should be a fiat control of the population. I don't like the gold-silver system, though I am for you holding gold and silver individually. That's a good investment. But I wanted to just set the table with that and then not start off with monetary up front with our guest, but get both of their takes, both Pat Carmack, the maker of the film, and in banking and oil and everything else and utilities, and then, of course, Bill Still, the great narrator, who is also quite an expert on it, though he doesn't toot his horn. I want to get your take on all the announcements that are being made and the intensification. I mean, we knew this was all happening and coming, but to still be seeing it happen and feel the approach of doom, I mean, all the stuff we're feeling right now is just a, you know, fluttering breeze compared to the whirlwind. Let's go ahead and go to Pat Carmack and Bill Still. Pat, what's your take on what I just said? Okay, we just had a phone problem there. Let's go to Bill Still. Bill, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good. His phone just cut out. We've had phone system issues. You just heard my whole take on the martial law, the grid, all this being set up. What's your take on it?
I don't follow that. I try to focus strictly on monetary reform and how the problem originated. To me, that's a big enough problem. The rest of it will other people will have to take care of.
You don't deal with what they're going to do after they've fully imploded the society.
No, I don't, because it's far too difficult to estimate what's going to happen at this point if you're looking strictly from a monetary perspective. They might be able to completely control it. It might be out of their control as far as when we're talking about from the United States perspective. You know, at some level, internationally speaking, perhaps this is in control, perhaps not. It's difficult to say. There are far too many variables. I couldn't begin to predict where this is going other than definitely towards hyperinflation, where the government's sole purpose is to merely soften the blow as much as possible and lie about inflation. That's what's going on.
Agree with you, but we can look at what the gunboat diplomacy has been, what the banks have done in third world countries and other European nations, so we know what they try to do. Let's go ahead and go to Pat Carmack, the maker of the Money Masters. Before your phone cut out there, I think you were hearing my question about how are they going to keep us from criminally prosecuting them if this all goes into depression by design, and is that why they need the police state to make sure they can carry out their crime and not get in trouble for it?
Well, the way, first off, that they can avoid criminal prosecution is simply that it is the law of the land. I mean, much of what they're doing, at least in the economic field and financial field, you know, is authorized by either the Federal Reserve Act of 1913 or various amendments to it, or certain emergency legislation, much of which was passed either in the Great Depression or in World War II. So it gives them pretty broad powers to do just about anything they want in the economy.
So a license to steal.
Yeah, that's correct. And you'd have to, you know, to challenge it effectively, it'd have to go to the Supreme Court, and they'd have to overturn existing rulings. So in terms of a, you know, criminal prosecution, that would be obviously a huge barrier. In terms of, you know, other kinds of means of dealing with it, you're talking really about political activity for the most part. And there's various avenues that could take. You know, we talked last time a little bit about the fact that in the Great Depression is when you had these political movements which were led by Robert La Follette and Huey Long and Father Coughlin, which energized, you know, tens of millions of Americans to demand reform, and they did, in fact, get some, but then World War II intervened and stopped the reform movement.
Wow, you really do know your history. Most folks haven't even looked into all that. Well, in the next hour and 40-something minutes, we can talk about any issues you want. I do want to take a lot of calls for folks that are holding so they can ask questions just about, you know, the whole gamut of what's happening, but asking you, Pat, from all the businesses and things you've seen in finance, how bad do you think this is going to get? I was asking Bill that, and he was saying, you know, he didn't know, but I mean, obviously you don't have a crystal ball, but I mean, what is most likely to happen with what we see with the devalued dollar and the rest of it?
Well, some of the things are, you know, fairly easy to predict, and others really aren't, and a lot of it has to do with, if this were purely an economic issue, you could make fairly certain predictions about certain areas, but it's not. It's interwoven with politics. It's interwoven with wars going on around the world and international politics. So there's a lot of players and a lot of factors. Some of the things you can, you know, predict with a reasonable degree of certitude are that as long as the U.S. government has a huge budget deficit, you're going to see the dollar devalued more than it is now. And of course, you know, right now we're running in excess of $400 billion deficit a year, and so you're going to see the dollar continue to devalue against the euro and the other major currencies because those nations are not running such high deficits. That could change, but in the short term it's not likely to do so. So, you know, that's fairly safe bet there. What will the impact be on in some other areas? Well, we still have a large housing inventory, so you're probably going to see, obviously, continued decline in the housing market. That's probably not going to turn around anytime soon. The inventory would have to be absorbed, and it, you know, lately it's actually been growing, and foreclosures and all are adding to that. So those things have obviously snowball effects in other areas of the economy. So, you know, things don't look good right now for the economy. That's fairly clear.
When we get back, I want to ask you if you see a soft landing in the cards from your perspective. Filmmaker Pat Carmack and Bill Still, the narrator, joining us. The Money Masters is the film. You see this 3-hour-plus documentary, you will have a master's degree in the original source and the continued greatest source of power of the global parasite elite. Your phone calls and a lot more straight ahead.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986, yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Man thinks, cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he please. And if things don't change him, he will. For a man,
we're going to talk about who owns the Federal Reserve, what it is, not just fractional reserve banking, but other forms of that, other forms of leveraging by these elites, and the impact of this monetary system on the family and ways to soften the blow of that, solutions, with our guest, the maker of the Money Masters DVD, the film, Pat Carmack, just the classic, folks, more important today than when they made it in, what, 1996? And then, of course, Bill Still, the narrator,
And long segment coming up. We're going to get your calls out of the way first because you've been holding a while. We've been talking about the same issue before our guest got on. Then we will continue with our guest. But for this segment, what do you want to tackle first, Bill and Pat? Who the Federal Reserve is and the source of their power, maybe how that power structure works for people?
I think maybe we need to go over the basics, basically what our solution is. It's a non-gold and silver solution. We need to talk about what the root of the problem is, which is the fractional reserve banking aspect of all this, because if we cured the Federal Reserve problem, we would not cure anything if we did not fix the fractional reserve problem.
Okay, we're going to do that. I just don't want to get that broken up with calls, and I have to go to those. I was talking to Pat during the break. He was saying getting into maybe some of the – we already covered the history last time, but who owns the Federal Reserve, Pat? And then you jump in, Bill.
Well, the national banks that are members of the they're members of the National Bank Association, and they're stockholders of the Federal Reserve banks in their regions. So there's five major banks that own the majority of stock in the Federal Reserve, so they essentially control it. And you're talking about, you know, Citibank, Chase, Morgan, Wachovia, Bank of America. And collectively, they have over half of the deposits in the nation in their banks. They employ over 1 million people directly working for their banks. And they actually own the stock of the Federal Reserve banks. It is not owned by the U.S. government, and most of your listeners know that.
And that's closed stock, too. I can't go out and buy that.
No, it's just, by law, it can only be held by the member banks. And then those member banks appoint the two-thirds of the members of the local Federal Reserve boards. So they have control of the Federal Reserve system. It's certainly true that the chairman of the Federal Reserve and the members of the Federal Reserve Board in Washington are nominated by the president and confirmed by Congress, but they have 14-year terms, and the president can only nominate one every 2 years. So even a president that was resolved to reform the Fed couldn't do so until the final year of an eight years altogether. So it's almost impervious to any form of any reform.
Plus, the power of the banks, the presidents are generally creatures of it to begin with.
Well, some of them probably are aware that they're beholden to the banks and they really can't attack it, or their political base would rapidly disappear under media assault and so forth. That's probably true. Some of them may want to reform it, but they just know it, as a practical matter, it's really impossible for them to do so. They have to be very heroic. They have to be prepared, to go to war with the banks like Andrew Jackson did. And, he fortunately survived an assassination attempt. Not so many presidents lately are probably that brave. And also the fact is it was a lot easier for him to fight it than it would be now. I mean, they've been entrenched now for approaching 100 years, so their media control and so forth is, much more pervasive and difficult.
And the public can't even find their hind end. In broad daylight. So, we're in pretty bad shape. We're about to break, but Bill, any comments on the ownership of the Federal Reserve?
No, I think Pat covered it pretty well.
Any other facets in this short segment that people need to know about the structure of the Federal Reserve?
Well, just that there is no other solution other than the Monetary Reform Act as presented in the Money Masters video. No amount of financial stimulation of the economy, no amount of pumping money into our economy is going to work. All such attempts are going to just fail and fail again. We don't have the political will at this point yet to apply the correct solution, which is what we propose, and no other solution will work.
Well, I have to say this. It is the best film out there about the Federal Reserve System, about the international bankers, Jekyll Island, all of it. And it's available right now at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. I'm Alex Jones. This is the one, the only, GCN Radio Network.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Question. Is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question. Are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question.
Do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the new world order.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SOLAY Smile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing chance at bliss, another kiss.
We have the maker of the preeminent film on the ruling clash, who through sleight of hand, fractional reserve banking, owned much of the planet, and now want what little bits of wealth are left from the American people who are their ancestral enemies. Pat Carmack is our guest, the maker of the film, and Bill Still, the narrator. It's available at InfoWars.com. Recapping for some stations that I know have just joined us or listeners, Pat Carmack, of course, has been a banker. I've been involved in business, been involved in oil, been involved in utilities, found out about the real monetary system decades ago, and is now one of the leading experts on it. And Bill Still, of course, was a newspaper editor, found out about all this when a reader sent him some information and he researched it. I started his journey. So many of us started out on our journeys that way. Somebody challenged us with some information. We think it's bull. We look into it and we find out that it's not bull. It's the real world. I know we got some callers that are off topic, and I'm going to get to you regardless, but I know John, George, Kyle, and others, Mike and others are for the guests. So let's get some of those calls out of the way, and then we're going to get into whatever issues our guests want to discuss on monetary system, what we're facing, how it works, and their solution. which I think is the best I've seen out there, bar none. And you know I don't just toot people's horns unless I really believe it. And it looked good to me 12 years ago, 13 years ago when I first saw it. Now it that I know so much more and I've interviewed so many experts, it seems like the only way out. Now, because see, the bankers are going to bankrupt us and then always offer another solution that gets you deeper into their control. That's why we have to identify them. That's why we have to fight them. You can't just ignore this. This affects you whether you mow lawns for a living or you're a rocket scientist. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Ohio. You're on the guest with the folks from the Money Masters.
Yes, this comment is related, but it also branches off into your previous guest. I think it would be interesting to have Webster Tarpley on because I think he offers a genuinely populist, genuine leftist point of view.
He's on next week.
Well, that's great because I think he has more than just a calls for austerity, cutbacks on the social spending, which, you know, the safety net programs. This kind of
The bankers only offered that to get us under their control and domesticate us. Now they're taking it away from the hogs because it's time for slaughter.
Right, but I'm saying under these conditions, austerity and cutback would be the hard landing that we all want to avoid. And I also wanted to point out that I believe that as we head into this mad war that these neocons want to bring us into, I think people like Jerome Corsi are really two-faced ponies because I've heard him recently and over the years constantly pushing all of the kind of ultra neocon scaremongering about terrorism that got us into the war in Iraq and just about a month ago on coast to coast. He jointly with the host was talking about Iran possibly getting giving terrorist nuclear bombs to plant here. And he's organizing actual some of these people that are he calls freedom fighters that you obviously show are nothing but CIA-run terrorists, Al-Qaeda-type terrorists. This man is connected, I'm absolutely certain, to the secret agents of the government, and he talks differently depending on who he's with. And
we bring on serious guests, and we just want to get his info on Obama. We're obviously going to be exposing McCain. It really makes no difference, and I appreciate your call, John. What about what he just brought up, Pat and Bill, the first part of his comment about, I guess that brings us to your solutions. What the bankers are offering, where does that lead us versus what you're saying?
Well, actually, they don't offer a solution. It's just more of the same. What we've got right now is, you know, our deficit's running over $400 billion a year. That's roughly the amount we pay on interest to the national debt. And so this gentleman was talking about a soft landing and so on versus austerity and everybody cutting back and so forth. Well, the problem is we're paying $400 billion a year to the bankers. And what we have to do is to reform the system so we no longer do that. Put very simply, we simply need to repeal the Federal Reserve Act, and rather than borrowing the money the government needs to spend, the government needs to create it itself. The principal objection to that is it would cause hyperinflation. That's certainly true. So if another law has to pass at the same time that raises the reserve requirements in banks from 10% to 100% at the same time period that we're paying off the national debt.
And by the way, people love to say, you mean our government issues the money? That's how it's supposed to work. Instead of having private banks essentially be the government, now with their new fake carbon tax credit, the central banks want us to buy our carbon credits from them, literally taxing breathing.
Right.
Well, if I could quote Lincoln on that, quote, the government should create, issue, and circulate all the currency and credit needed to satisfy the spending power of the government and the buying power of consumers. The privilege of creating and issuing money is not only the supreme prerogative of government, but it is the government's greatest creative opportunity, close quote, Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, but they've taken that engine of creativity and empowering people and turned it into an agent of feudalism and criminal consolidation of wealth. Go ahead, Pat.
Well, precisely, because rather than the U.S. government having that power, which is appropriate to the sovereign power, by the Federal Reserve Act, they've got Congress to delegate it to private banks. It's the very banks we were talking about, the ones that own the Federal Reserve. So those banks make our money. They create it. And so wealth's being transferred to them at an extremely rapid rate. And to solve this this economic problem we have, we simply have to repeal the Federal Reserve Act or so reform it that that power is restored to the government. And that can be done. It does not result in any economic hardship. In fact, to the contrary, rather than having a recession or a depression, it would restore us to economic stability really overnight, because it's simply the functioning of the present system that's creating this problem we're in.
Absolutely. Anything else on that subject, Bill?
Well, I can give a Jefferson quote. I wish it were possible to obtain a single amendment to our Constitution, taking from the federal government the power of borrowing.
Absolutely. Let's take another monetary comment or question. Let's talk to Mike in Louisiana, then Kyle. Mike, you're on the air.
Hello, guys. I apologize that this question is not particularly monetary.
It doesn't matter. Just go ahead.
When the people try to stand up against this tyranny, I heard last week a caller call in about a website, awrm.org, I believe it was. I don't have a computer, but my understanding was that there is in place legislation or some kind of whatever to go after the citizen militias and bring them before tribunals and such as that. Can you speak to that?
Well, one of the things that's happened good lately is, of course, you're probably familiar with the Supreme Court ruling with respect to owning firearms at home. Are you familiar with that just happened?
Yes.
Holding the Second Amendment?
Yes, that also, after Katrina, I think they passed legislation here in Louisiana that they couldn't confiscate firearms during a national emergency. My question particularly is, last week somebody called in and he said he was active duty or something. And
well, sir, we just covered a bill earlier about the Homegrown Extremist Act, where they want to monitor and try to restrict free speech. But the government is a pack of criminals. They're illegitimate. No, I'm not aware of that, so I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Kyle in Iowa. You're on the air.
Hi. I wanted to make an observation, if I could, about hyperinflation and what that could mean for gold. And just tell me if I'm wrong, if I am. But I've been studying hyperinflation in, like in the Weimar Republic and in Hungary and so forth, when, you know, prices were doubling, like, literally overnight. In a situation where you're already currently holding gold, if your debt is in dollars and, say, the dollar is devalued to, like, a millionth of its original or to what the value is now or whatever, couldn't you then, in turn, assuming you're able to hold on long enough, actually pay your debt off for, you know, pennies on the dollar?
Yeah, don't get confused. They're against a gold or silver-backed currency because then it can be manipulated because the bad guys hold the majority of it. I don't think our guest, and we'll get hear it from them in a minute, I wouldn't imagine, because I agree with them on other issues, they seem very intelligent and informed. We're not saying gold and silver is a bad investment or a bad hedge against inflation.
Right, I wasn't going there either.
No.
So.
Okay, good. So what is your question?
Well, the point is my interpretation of this correct? Is that a possibility where, you know, say I bought gold at $650 an ounce, which I did, say if we do get into a situation like that, because the most I've heard you guys say is like $5,000 an ounce for gold. Now, is that a...
Well, that's Bloomberg. Bloomberg was saying that. We're not. I couldn't imagine it going to that. I mean, if that happens, it means they're going to devalue the dollar to nothing. But 2,000 is very easy.
Right, but I'm saying in a situation where we do have hyperinflation, even on the scale of what the Weimar Republic had, to where, you know, there were 12 marks of the dollar in 1918 to 1923, correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't not 4.2 trillion marks of the dollar.
Well, I know this. Zimbabwe right now has 2,000,000% inflation per year. Let me get a comment from Bill or Pat on that, both of you.
Well, the caller is correct. If if you're in debt and you have hyperinflation and you have some assets in other forms like gold, silver, land, or some kind of commodity that's desirable, then absolutely you're a beneficiary of hyperinflation, at least in the short term, because you can sell those assets and pay off your debt for, in effect, pennies on the dollar. In fact, one of the motives and one of the reasons that, you know, inflation is not purely a bad thing is because the United States is a heavy debtor nation right now. So as the dollar devalues because we print more and more of it up, you know, we're in effect paying off foreign creditors for, you know, a lesser amount. So there is a silver lining to it in a sense.
But our balance of trade isn't good, so it's going to be a worldwide wrecking ball to economies.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, long term.
Well, China's not going to put up with that. They're not going to put up with this much longer. Somebody is going to cut the dollar loose, and then they're all going to fall within a matter of months.
It's already starting to happen. Oh, God.
And, I think both Pat and I agree with the caller that, commodities, gold and silver, are a great investment. It's just a horrible thing to base a monetary system on.
Yeah, well, I agree with you, and people get confused by that. I got emails when you were on a few weeks ago going, I thought you said gold's good. Yes, we're saying gold's good. We're saying, though, it is too easy to manipulate as the currency. Or having something based on that as the currency, because the elite know it's valuable. They've been hoarding the daylights out of it.
Yeah, there's this interesting editorial in the London Times right after Lincoln instituted greenback dollars, which of course was a totally fiat currency. But since he couldn't borrow money to pursue the Civil War, he had to essentially use the old-fashioned way that the colonial America did. That's just print fiat currency, and it worked great. But the bankers didn't like it. This was their editorial in the London Times shortly thereafter. If this mischievous financial policy, which has its origin in North America, shall become indurated down to a fixture, then the government will furnish its own money without cost. It will pay off debts and be without debt. It will have all the money necessary to carry on its commerce. It will become prosperous without precedent in the history of the world. The brains and wealth of all countries will go to North America. That country must be destroyed, or it will destroy every monarchy on the globe.
Yeah, that's a famous quote. I mean, they cannot allow you to be free, ladies and gentlemen, or our nation to be free. You're absolutely right, Bill. And in fact, I've got an article here. The global economy is at the point of maximum danger. London Telegraph today. They say it feels like the summer of 1931. The world's two biggest financial institutions have had a heart attack. The global currency system is breaking down. The policy doctrines that got us into this mess are bankrupt. No world leader seems to be able to discern the problem, let alone forge a solution. I mean, when the mainstream media knew we were in this crisis a year ago, 2 years ago, they've just been forestalling the inevitable. And I heard one of you earlier kind of imply that, well, they'll just give us a soft landing by doing this. I don't see it as a soft landing.
They see that as their job, to try to soften the blow as much as possible. There is not going to be a soft landing. Make no mistake, we are going down a rat hole world economic whirlwind that cannot be stopped. The only thing that can stop it is the Monetary Reform Act, is having Congress issue the money and bringing the fraction reserve system up to zero into 100% reserves.
But the elite won't allow that, because that would get rid of their power.
Right. They'll fight it tooth and nail. They will fight it. All you have to do is read what happened during the time of Jackson, how they deliberately crashed the American economy just to try to bring the political pressure on the president. The president held firm, and he beat them.
In fact, they even tried to get the South to revolt that first time. But luckily, he was a Southerner, so he could threaten them and explain to them how they were being conned. But they were not as savvy in the South a few decades later.
Well, that's correct. And of course, the division of the United States was an absolute necessity because the country is getting too rich.
Yeah, Britain didn't like that. Pat, can you elaborate on the best-case scenario if we had good people at the helm, what they would do now to extricate ourselves from this certain financial doom?
Well, again, the way the system's set up at the moment, under the Federal Reserve Act and so forth, there's no way out. There'd have to be monetary reform legislation. And, you know, the essence of it would have to be that the government creates the money rather than private banks. So you're talking about, it's just unavoidable, as Bill mentioned, you'd have to reform the Federal Reserve Act and take this power back under the aegis of the government. Otherwise, you know, ultimately, I mean, what we're doing is what American individuals have done privately. They've maxed out their credit cards, and, you know, the American government, by borrowing so much money in the midst of maintaining a war and so on, has simply run us so far into debt and borrowed so much money that, you know, the dollar's collapsed. So they would have to reverse those policies. And at the present time, I have not heard a single government representative propose anything that would cure the present problem. That's not on the table anywhere. So it shows like this that have to educate the American people to generate at least, you know, the kind of demand I mentioned that did arise in the 30s. After all, when people get poorer and poorer, they want to understand why, and they begin educating themselves about it. And then when they understand what's going on, then they want the right remedies. And
so we've got to make sure that the remedy is available for them as this implodes.
And not a false banker's remedy, because they will propose a number of them.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
Otto, would you go to Comic Chicken and show on 9/11?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Watch it.
I'll tell you what's going on. The real world is hitting us upside the head like a 2x4. And this is only the start. You need to get the DVD. It's available right now at InfoWars.com. It's the Money Masters. 3+ hours on one DVD. It is the preeminent film on the private Federal Reserve. It is such an easy film to watch. I mean, and I can say it's great, entertaining, and powerful. No, it's edifying. It really it's just so well done. And it's talk about Renaissance men, or I don't know what's the term for just doing it out of the gates. Perfect, you know, first film they make, excellent film, classic. You need to have it revised, updated. Infowars.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139. And it has the Monetary Reform Act at the end of the film. You can also get that at themoneymasters.com. Go there and get the money, Monetary Reform Act, and also copies of the Money Masters, or at Infowars.com, the Money Masters. You can also call toll free to get the Money Masters, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Last time, I don't think we even took calls. This time we're taking calls first. Then later in the next hour, we're getting into all the issues they want to cover and other facets of history and ways to protect themselves and their take on things. Let's go to Steve in Ohio. You're on the air with Pat Carmack and Bill Still. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good.
Hey, with this carbon tax, does this sound like you, like the superpowers are trying to control industrial growth of, like, third world countries,
well,
maybe kill the competition, so to speak?
Not just that. It's us first. Shut down the middle class. They state it. So your common sense is what...
industrial jobs are gone in this country, no doubt about it.
Well, they want that last 20% gone. This is predatory, monopoly, crony capitalism that we are discussing. Let me get a comment from Pat and Bill on that.
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right. This whole Kyoto carbon tax thing is aimed a dagger square at the heart of America. That's what it's all about.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you. I mean, they state it. It's not like... I want new listeners to understand something. They've declared their hatred and their enmity and their wanton destruction of us, just like earlier Bill read that quote. Bill, read that quote again where they said, we got to destroy the free market system of the U.S. We've got to destroy their own government issuing the currency. If this is allowed to happen, it's all over.
Sure. This was an editorial in the London Times. It was right after Lincoln instituted greenback money, which is basically government-issued money, just like we propose. This is what it said. Quote, if this mischievous financial policy, which has its origin in North America, shall become endurated, which means perpetuated, down to a fixture, then the government will furnish its own money, oh gosh, without cost. It will pay off debts and be without debt. Oh, my goodness. It will have all the money necessary to carry on its commerce. It will become prosperous without precedent in the history of the world. The brains, the wealth of all countries will go to North America. That country must be destroyed, or it will destroy every monarchy on the globe.
So they financed the war between the states. They tried it in the 1830s and failed, but got what they wanted just 25 years later. Gentlemen, we will be back in just 70 seconds for the fourth and final hour. Everybody, stay locked in on the local AM and FM dial, global shortwave, satellite, and the internet at prisonplanet.com. Don't forget, you can still visit the old Prison Planet site updated daily at classic.prisonplanet.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.